Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or a service you'd like to hear from here on the program, you can send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With me is Courtney Potratz, who is the office manager at the Cheektowaga location for Dr. Bob's Dental Care. And first of all, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we have some fun things to talk about. But before we do, we'll kind of want to establish as an office manager what it is that you do.
Many things around the office. Welcome and greet patients, as well as answer phone calls and help plan treatment plans with the doctor.
And the reason that you're here specifically, it's a day referred to as Dr. Bob Gives Back. Now, do I have the date right, September 29th? Is that what I see?
It is. It's a Saturday.
And what exactly is this? Why is this?
It's a day that Dr. Bob takes to give back to the community that supports us so much and to make dental available to anyone and everyone in the area.
So what is it about Dr. Bob that makes him so interested in doing something like this for the community?
Dr. Bob is all about taking care of the community that supports his businesses every day.
And I understand that there are 6 locations for Dr. Bob's, but only 3 of these locations are offering this particular service on the 29th.
Yes, we have volunteers who will be at our Amherst, Kenmore, and Niagara Falls locations to volunteer for this day of giving back.
And what is it that specifically Dr. Bob's and the staff are doing for people?
Well, anyone who arrives can register and receive a cleaning, a filling, or an extraction on this day.
Any idea how many people, because this is not the first time you've done this, but how many people have you helped out with this?
Usually it's about up to 300 people per year, and we offer this service once a year in September.
And is it roughly, does it work out to 100 a location, or is there one location that sees more of the business than the other two?
Unfortunately, there's no way to predict where all the patients will arrive, but it is spread out pretty fairly across all offices.
And just to be clear, the 3 locations where this free dental cleaning, filling, or extraction are going to be held, Amherst, 4927 Main Street, Kenmore at 956 Kenmore Avenue, and 8875 Porter Road in Niagara Falls. And again, the registration for this begins at 7:30, goes till 1. And I think it's pretty obvious, but just explain the registration process. It's necessary because?
Well, we have to know you a little bit as a patient, understand any necessary health history and contact information, emergency contacts.
Is there anything else that people should be bringing as far as preparation? I mean, obviously the insurance card to help fill out that information, or at least have that information
handy.
We
won't be processing any insurance on the day of this Dr. Bob Gives Back. So anything that would be recommended would be maybe a list of medications so that we would be familiar with that.
All right, that's good to know then. Now, what else are they going to get? An x-ray?
Everyone gets an x-ray, a panoramic x-ray, so we can see the whole mouth, as well as their treatment, whichever is chosen by the patient, and a goodie bag, of course, with their toothbrush, toothpaste, and dental floss.
Yeah, now I've gone through this process. The x-ray part itself is not that big a deal, and it's again, helpful to what you guys are going to do, right? So can you kind of walk us through how that works?
It's very seamless. The machine is a stand-up machine and rotates around the patient's head, gives us a clear picture of what's going on with the tooth and the mouth overall, and we can find that tooth maybe that needs the filling or the extraction in advance of examination.
Now, I was one of those, and I've actually said this on the program before, that had a little bit of the white coat syndrome when it came to dentists. And it was a couple of years between appointments for me. Now, what kind of things can you do to kind of combat that with some of the people who may be a little bit nervous about coming down to one of these, to this event?
Oh, I would definitely recommend to come down because our patients are so satisfied with how everyone puts our patients at ease. The doctors are well-versed with dental anxiety from patients and know how to keep the appointment simple and pain-free.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking to Courtney Potratz, who is the office manager at the Cheektowaga location for Dr. Bob's Dental Care. And Dr. Bob Gives Back Day is September 29th, as we mentioned, 4927 Main Street, Amherst, 956 Kenmore Avenue in Kenmore, and 8875 Porter Road in Niagara Falls. They start registering patients at 7:30 and then go until 1 p.m. With the six locations that you have, even though it's just those three that I mentioned that are doing this thing, how many people do you have on staff?
Oh, we have well over 70 employees between all of the offices.
And as far as giving back, how many actually help out with this thing?
Probably about 65.
Yeah, I was going to say not to point out the one or two that didn't, but so pretty much everybody all
does.
Hands on deck for this.
Yes.
And that's got to take a lot of coordination as well, because you're doing this now between just those three offices.
Yes. So
does that fall on you?
I am coordinating and have made the schedule for the volunteers to keep them close to either their home base office or an office close to their home, somewhere where they've worked before and they're familiar with the area.
And I'm guessing that not much resistance, because if you've got that high a participation level from that number of employees, then pretty much everybody's really in on this and totally down with the concept.
Oh, everyone's so excited. They love to see the smiles on our patients' faces when they leave. And we love to hear the feedback on the great experiences.
And as I had mentioned, it was a long time for me between appointments when I finally went. Is it a case of people not knowing how to take care of their teeth? Or, you know, what kind of problems do you run into with people that show up for this?
Not so many problems. People are often found themselves without dental insurance, don't know what to expect if they were to go to a dentist and how that would affect them in a financial way. This day is free, and patients don't have to worry about what is it going to cost, what am I going to find out. It's a carefree day. They don't have anything to worry about financially. But if there is an opportunity where they want to become a patient regularly, we have options, many options for the patients.
And certainly you would have some waiting time, I would imagine, for people. Do you have some things for them to see and do while they're waiting for their turn?
Well, we will have Univera Healthcare at our Kenmore and Amherst location, as they have presence in Erie County. And they'll be out offering information on healthcare as well as dental care.
And you mentioned the goodie bag. Any other giveaways?
Well, definitely a Dr. Bob's pen, and we'd always ask for some feedback to see how we did and how happy everybody was.
Before I ask you about the practice in general, I want to ask more specifically about you. How was it that you got into the job that you're in right now?
Well, I was a patient for 8 years, actually, at the Kenmore location. And I, too, had had some dental anxiety in the past, and the dentists have taken time over the course of the years as a patient to help me overcome that anxiety and trust my dentists. I'm very lucky.
And not only that, in the position that you have, I would imagine organization is a big key, too.
Well, yes, you got to stay organized as a manager.
Definitely, to make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do in that. Now, the practices themselves, he's been around here for quite a while, right? It's not just a 1 or 2 year operation for Dr. Bob.
Oh, Dr. Bob's been in business for over 15 years. This is our 8th year of Dr. Bob Gives Back. So we've been doing this 8 years now, and he has a lot to offer at these offices.
And again, to just restate this, that it's not just that you're going in for a cleaning, but you're also offering fillings or extractions. And some of those things take a little bit more time than others, right?
Yes, they do.
So walk us through each of the processes for those who may not be familiar, although they should, especially the dental cleanings, because you're supposed to have those a couple times a year.
Oh, those would definitely be recommended every 6 months. And the patients can expect to come in, have an examination, an x-ray, and their procedure.
Now, for the fillings or extractions, that requires a little bit more extensive work. And I would imagine from a supply standpoint, you have to make sure you have enough of the filling material and enough of whatever else goes with. For an extraction, it's kind of like a surgery, right? Because you're taking something out.
Oh, yes. It is.
So is that another office manager function?
It is, and it's actually a doctor's function.
Ah, okay.
Fortunately for the patient, I won't be doing any extractions this year.
Yeah, but just definitely being there and the sunny disposition will help for sure, I would gather.
I'll make sure everyone's at ease before they get back to see the doctor.
Now, how long have you been with Dr. Bob?
Dr. Bob's employed me for 5 years now, and I started as an entry position. They trained me within the offices, and now I'm the office manager in Cheektowaga.
And each year that you've been involved with the Dr. Bob Gives Back, you've changed some things. You kind of like maybe streamlined some of the efforts, I would imagine.
Everything has been pretty consistent over the last 8 years. We just try to get the word out as much as possible so we can help as many people that can arrive to these locations.
And you really sound like you enjoy what you do, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure every day, and every day is different and a surprise. The most important thing is that patients leave happy and they're satisfied with their dental experience.
I was going to say, the one thing you definitely want to see at a dentist's office is smiles, for
yes.
sure. Sure. Anything else that you want to talk about in terms of Dr. Bob Gives Back or Dr. Bob in general?
Well, we'd like to just say that we look forward to seeing everyone that's volunteering with Dr. Bob Gives Back is excited for this day and excited to see all those smiles.
And the emphasis on free. For those
absolutely
who
free, no worries, no costs, no pressure, just free.
All right, Dr. Bob Gives Back again. The three locations for this in Amherst, 4927 Main Street, it's 956 Kenmore Avenue in Kenmore, and 8875 Porter Road in Niagara Falls. Those are the three locations for this free dental cleaning, filling, or extraction. There are six locations for Dr. Bob altogether. Courtney, pleasure meeting you, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Courtney Potratch, she is the office manager at the Cheektowaga location for Dr. Bob's Dental Care, and it is Dr. Bob Give Back Day on Saturday, the 29th of September. The hours 7:30 in the morning till 1 p.m. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.